Greetings again. This is the fifth and the last part of the series A Balanced Walk on my side. And we're going to look on another angle of the two laws that have been a topic through the week. So may the Lord bless the reading of the word, every word that comes out. May it be your word, Lord. We pray that you bless us during this day and let us have something to ponder upon, a building block in our spiritual life. We praise you and you thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace and for your word. Amen. You have spoken through this week about the two laws in Matthew 22 from verse 37 to 40. And the first talks about our relationship to God. And the second, our relationship to our fellow men. And in this, we can address different virtues in God. So on one side, you have truth, righteousness, holiness, and so forth. And the second, you have love, grace, forgiveness, and so on. And we can also look upon those virtues as one side as more firm or hard, and the other more gentle or soft. And God is perfect, and he's complete, and he's fulfilling all these virtues because they really belong together to have a balanced walk. And we can read in Numbers 14, verse 18, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgressions. And by no means he's clearing the guilty. So here you can see he's on both sides. And through the whole Bible, you can see this pattern. He's going from hard or firm, and then he's has this gentle, soft side also. And we as humans, we need that. And it's like to bring up a child. You have one point here. God sees evil and must enforce justice. And you see when men are turning away. And it's really for our best. And that's like a hard, firm virtue. And then he sends a prophet and gives grace, a grace period for repentance. And here comes the gentle, soft side in. And the innocents are spared, gentle, soft side. And then eventually the judgment comes. That's a hard virtue. And then a new beginning. And you know, that's a gentle, soft virtue. And you can see also how Christ is coming to mankind two times. And the first time he came as a lamb of God. But we are waiting for his return again. And when he comes again, he's going to come as a lion. So here you have those two sides. And when you look to those virtues, you can see it when God created man. And Eve was taken out of Adam. And we can see this is fulfilled in man and woman. She was taken out of Adam, and together, man and wife, they are complete. And as for me also, I call my wife my better half. You see what God says before he created Eve? He said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him. It's in Genesis 2:18. And even though the man had the ability to build, discover, and to create a framework of for a civilization, it was not good for him to be alone. Therefore, the woman, she was designed to help, support, to be that relationship and make all of his other efforts valuable. The woman could inspire and motivate the man in a way that no one else could. It's like this. He builds the house, and she builds the home. She creates the life in the home. And he sets the frames, but she brings in the colors, to say it in a nice way. And these qualities, they complement each other. The man and the woman, they are equal, but still different. When you see the qualities, you have women, they are more intuitive, multitasking, bearing life, they're flexible. And us men, we are more logically thinking, focusing. We can focus more on one task at a time. But we are protecting life, and we are the stronger part that we can protect. So these qualities, they complement each other. Teamwork. And this, all this reflects God's attributes. And remember, now I speak in general terms. We are all different as men and women. But it's all when you're looking for someone, then it's about finding someone who makes you complete. Now, this pattern you also find when Paul is comparing the marriage to our relationship, you know, the relationship between Christ and the church. So we can read from Ephesians 5. It's from verse 22 let's read through 32. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. And he that loves his wife, he loves himself. For no man has ever hated his own flesh, but nourish it, cherish it, even as the Lord for the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. And this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning the Christ and the church. So we see here, he gave his life for her. And a true leader is really a servant. That was Christ. He taught us that, especially when he bowed down to wash his disciples' feet. And you see, in natural life also, men are supposed to be gentlemen, protector, and giving the warmth to his wife. And you have something we call the woman and children first policy, to protect you know, during war and, well, those terrible things happening, men will sacrifice themselves to protect the women and the children. And you have this history of the Titanic, the ship that went into this ice mountain, and around 1,500 people died. But of those 1,500, there was around 1,350 men. 1,350 men and who died, and it was around 100 women and children. So you see here, it shows how it's natural for the men to lay its life down for the women and children. But in this world today, this is, you know, this complete relationship is under heavy attack, and Satan aims to destroy this by splitting up, dividing marriages, and this hurts the family, the children, and they are broken. Broken families, and you know the family is really the one creating the society and the community, and the whole society becomes unbalanced when these two laws is not working together. Also in this area, and since the Garden of Eden, separation has been the goal of Satan, especially to separate us from God. Especially since the 60s, biblical norms has been under attack, especially in the West here, as I know. This has been disguised by love and equality due to tyranny. It has resulted in a war that everyone loses, and the division of family is crucial, a factor, as I said, for stability in society. And when we look at the parents' roles also, we can see how the mother and father brings up a child in the Lord in a complementary way. And you know, the father is a spiritual leader. A father is responsible to guiding his children in faith and helping them to know God. This involves prayer, Bible teaching, and living a life in following Christ. We read here in Proverbs 3:12, "For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights." And Proverbs 22 also, "Train up a child," it's in verse 6, "train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." That's the words that really spoke to me as I mentioned the first part of this week. And God gives mothers a special place in the family, with a unique ability to shape their children through love and care and reverence for God. The mother is a gift from God. The Bible views children as a blessing and the mothers as bearers of that blessing. A mother has an important role in raising children in faith and love. In Psalms 127:3, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." And Proverbs 31:28, "Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her." So the mother has a role, she's a role model in love and faithfulness. And the Bible describes a good mother as a woman characterized by love, wisdom and strength. And when Paul talks, he writes in to Timothy, he had a strong faith thanks to his grandmother and mother. 2 Timothy 1:5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that it is in, that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother, Louise, and your mother, Unique, I think it's pronounced. And I'm also persuaded is in you also. So, at last, God is primarily referred as a father in the Bible, but also there are some instances where God is described with motherly traits or compared to a mother in his care for Israel. And this does not mean that God is called mother, but he sometimes acts with the same tender care as a mother has for her children. And we have examples of this in Isaiah 49, for example, 49:15, that God's love surpasses a mother's love. Can a woman forget her nursing child that she should not have compassion on the son over her womb? Even if they forget, I will not forget you. So I think I fulfilled my thoughts for this subject, and I really have to say I find a lot of answer in this, and I hope this can help also to, and you can take this with you and balance out your spiritual walk and not fade over to one side, but to stay on the track, on the middle of the road, with all the attributes that God has given us, searching him first. So I want to thank you so much for the privilege this week, and it really has been a blessing for me. It's been new for me to talk English like this, so I hope it's understandable. Now I also had gotten flu, so the voice is a little different again. Thank you to Brother Andrew Peary and his team. I see they have busy days working for the Lord, and I pray for a great harvest and the fruits of your labor. May the Lord bless you richly for your ability and willingness. In Matthew 9:37, he's saying, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So with that, I want to thank you, and God bless everyone. Amen.